Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Beloved, you are welcome to another special day, the 12th day of the month of January, year 2021. The number 12 is very, very symbolic and very important. 12 represents the government. 12 represents the 12 tribes of Israel. We have 12 apostles. We have 12 disciples. We have 12 symbolic gate. You must understand that 12 is very, very important. And therefore, I speak to you now that today shall be the beginning of your full celebration. Today shall be the beginning of your full decoration. Today shall be the beginning of your divine lifting. Today shall be the beginning of your full restoration and revival. Whatever the enemy has done against your life, today the evil shall be terminated. The finger of heaven shall fight for you. The glory of God shall cover your destiny. The hand of the Lord shall walk upon your life. The finger of God shall walk back into your foundation and uproot anything that is not of God there. Whatever the enemy has planted into your life that is troubling your destiny, troubling your marriage, troubling your future, by the authority in the blood of Jesus Christ, I command them to be uprooted from the root in the name of Jesus Christ. For the next few minutes, I'll be talking about the tree not planted by God. The Bible says in Matthew 15 verse 13 that every tree that is not planted by God shall be rooted out. Another version says every tree that is not planted by God shall be pulled out from the root. When you pull something out from the root, it cannot germinate again. I speak now that whatever is not of God in your life, it shall be pulled out from the root. No wonder the Bible says when men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. The disciple asked him, who has done this? He says, the enemy that has done that. So anything that God has not planted in your life is planted by the enemy. Our life is like a garden. The devil is looking for a way of planting into that life. The devil is not happy when he look at Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And he find out they were communicating with God, they were enjoying the presence of God. He find out they are enjoying the five prophetic decree. In Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, the Bible says, God said and God blessed them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish, subdue and dominate. The devil hates that blessing. That were the fivefold blessing that God planted into their lives. So what God has planted into your life is, or are, number one, you must be fruitful. You must multiply. You must replenish. You must subdue the wicked. You must dominate the territory you find yourself. These are the fivefold blessings of God. These are the fivefold blessings of God in your life. But look at the enemy came in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. And he planted disobedience. He planted nakedness into the life of the first man and the first woman. And right from that time, the devil started competing with our authority and our domination. Listen, beloved, whatever God has not planted in your life is planted by the enemy. Anything that opposes the five blessings that have been given to us in Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 is not of God. It's not of God. Sickness in your body is not of God. It's a tree not planted by God. The Bible says the answer is to be rooted out. Also, it's a tree planted by the enemy. It's not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Failure is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Miscarriage is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Barrenness is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Childlessness is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Poverty is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. Inflammation of any organs of your body is not planted by God. It must be rooted out. High blood pressure, diabetes, ulcer, glaucoma, osteoporosis, arthritis, cataract, pain, migraine, hemorrhoid, inflammation of the testes, varicosis, inflammation of the prostate, bladder deformation, liver deformation. It's not planted by God. Liver duration. When the liver derails, it's not planted by God. Hepatitis B is not planted by God. But God, bladder stone is not planted by God. Kidney deformation is not planted by God. They are planted by the enemy. But it must be rooted out. The enemy came at night at the time of unconsciousness and planted this evil tree into our life. It must be rooted out. Are there things in your life and you have noted this is not from God? Challenge them with the authority. In this prophetic decree from today, use it to challenge it. Listen over and listen over to this prophetic decree. It's an anointed decree. It's an anointed prophetic word. As it's coming out with the backing up of heaven. It is being backed up by heaven and it's performing wonders, healing, deliverance in the life of people who are hearing it. So when you are hearing this prophetic decree, hear it by faith. Demonstrate by faith. Take action by faith and things will begin to happen. Listen to me. Backwardness is not planted by God. Aimlessness is not planted by God. It must be rooted out today in the name of Jesus Christ. From this moment, you will move from the prison of backwardness into the palace of celebration. I command you, move away from the prison of poverty into the palace of prosperity in the name of Jesus Christ. When Joseph moved out from the prison and he got to the palace, you did not see him going back to the prison again. He didn't go back to the prison again. By the power and the blood of Jesus, as you move out today in this prophetic decree, as you move out today by the word of this prophetic decree, as you move out from the prison of non-achievement, as you move out from the prison of miscarriage and barrenness, and as you enter into the palace of multiple celebration and multiple decoration and multiple lifting and multiple prosperity, in the name of Jesus, you will not go down again. You will not go to prison again in the name of Jesus. The Lord that has liberated you today will keep the liberation permanently in your life and the life of your children in the name of Jesus Christ. The voice of heaven will speak your promotion. The voice of heaven will speak your deliverance. The voice of heaven will speak your revival. The voice of heaven will speak your restoration. The voice of heaven will speak your instant healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Take a bottle of oil and take a bottle of water. Anyone you have now, if you don't have a bottle of oil, take a bottle of water. If you don't have anyone, take an handkerchief. You can take the three of them. You can take the bottle of oil, bottle of water. You can take an handkerchief there. All the materials, as I pray now, the power of God fall upon them. And they carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. When you use them anywhere, you begin to see signs and wonders. Instant healing and miracle. Magnetic power. The high voltage power and the anointing coming out now is moving on these materials. And they become the carrier of power. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I speak to the oil. I speak to the water. I speak to the handkerchief, whatever is in their hand. I command them to carry the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The high voltage anointing. Anointing that dismantle the kingdom of darkness. Anointing that break the yoke of darkness. Anointing that crush the wall of Jericho. Anointing that destroy the strong man. That anointing enter into this water. Enter into this oil. Enter into this mantle. I command the blood of Jesus to flow with power into the oil, into the mantle. In the name of Jesus, they shall become carrier of power, carrier of healing, carrier of anointing. In the name of Jesus, Mupote. Leko prakos kayepo rimoka leka paraba rimo sentile komprokosa. The oil you seek a promoskedeba. You this oil, I command you now become oil of authority, become oil of power. Water become water of fire. When you drink this water, you will receive your healing. When you take this oil, you receive your deliverance. When you use this mantle, you place it on anybody that is sick, you will be healed. You place it on any material that is not working very well, it will work very well. You place it on anyone that is paralyzed, it will be healed. In the name of Jesus, now take the oil or the water, whatever, you drink it now. As you drink it now, now say, I breathe in the fire of the Holy Ghost. Breathe in. Breathe in. I breathe in the fire of the Holy Ghost. And I breathe out anything that is not of God in my body. Breathe out. Breathe out. Breathe out. Yes. Take the oil and put it on your head. Yes. So pray this prayer now. Say, every covenant of failure attached to my head, break
In the name of Jesus, every covenant of failure attached to my head, break, 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 break. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of failure attached to my head, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Uh-huh. Say anything planted into my head to cause pain in my body, get out. In the name of Jesus, anything planted to my head to cause pain, get up, 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 get up. In the name of Jesus Christ, today is the 12th day. Now, I want you to do me a favor, get a paper and write 12 things you want God to do in your life. I'm going to pray on it. 12 things you want God to do. I will be praying on that 12th thing every time for the next 3 months. Leponko Shaka, I am telling you, all the 12 requests according to the will of God. As if the request you have written is according to the will of God, it will be done. Listen to me. Man pray, is God that answered. When there's a backing of God on anything, there's a backing of God on this prophetic decree. So I don't need to stress myself. My own is to speak out and the anointing from heaven bring it to pass. All the 12 requests, I'm going to command all of them to manifest. And instantly, heaven shall endorse them. And there shall be divine attention on the request. And within 3 months, you are going to be celebrated. You will be celebrated in full. Write the 12 requests down. Make a vow before the Lord. Tell the Lord what you are going to do when the Lord begins to perform them one by one. You will see that your dancing will be in full this year. You will celebrate. You will be celebrated powerfully this year. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yakata baraba. Aha. You can continue to write them. Aha. Thank you, Father. Now take the oil and anoint your chest. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command the chest. Hear the word of the Lord. Any arrow fire into this heart, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Any satanic arrow that will fire against your heart, I return it back to the sender. Your heart will breathe well. In the name of Jesus, your pulse rate will be normal. In the name of Jesus, temperature will be normal. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint. Yes, wonderful. Now, anoint your belly button. Yes. I command every covenant of failure, covenant of seeing yourself back in primary school in the dream, covenant of seeing yourself back in secondary school in the dream, covenant of writing exam that you cannot finish, covenant of struggling and you cannot succeed, covenant of affliction from your womb, from the womb. Covenant of seeing yourself back where you were when you were a child. When you are a child. Covenant of seeing yourself laboring. Covenant of seeing yourself as an apprentice. I command that covenant to be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Anoint your hand. I speak to your hand now. This hand, hear the word of the Lord. I command you to be loose from bondage. Be delivered from the chain of poverty. And receive the anointing of prosperity in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. Anoint your legs, your two legs. I speak to your legs now. Hear the word of the Lord. Carry these people to the land of promise. Carry them to the land of testimony. Carry them to the palace of celebration. In the name of Jesus. Any place you step, you will take dominion. You will take dominion. The dominating power of Holy Ghost shall come upon you. Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. And you shall become a carrier of fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, your requests, write them down one by one. I'm about to pray on them now. But before I pray, I prophesy into your life that your way shall be open this year. The 12th day of the month of January 2021 shall be the day of beginning of greater celebration. Your marriage shall be favored. You have not married, I command you right now to get married. Locate your husband, locate your wife. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I command your womb to be open. And I command supernatural conception to be your portion. Your business is crawling. I command your business to begin to fly out. Fly! Like eagle. Your business will not crawl any longer. Money shall flow into your hand in billion this year. $1 billion are flowing into your hand. I command somebody that is listening to me now, there's going to be a breakthrough. You are going to receive in your business within the next 1 month. And that business will take you to the next level. When God has performed it, let me know. God is going to move somebody to the next level. There shall be academic breakthrough. Your visa will be released. Your paper, your document is endorsed. The government has endorsed your document. They are bringing it. Yes, the document you are expecting is coming. Look at it. The document is released. Your permanent stay has been endorsed. Somebody is going to have a food celebration. There's going to be a celebration that you are the only one who will first experience it in your family. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cover all of you with the blood of Jesus Christ. I soak your destiny in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, all those looking for the food of dreams, get ready, because God is going to bless you with twins and triplets. In the name of Jesus Christ. That sister, you are sick. I command you to be healed. Rise up from that sick bed. That brother, I command you to be healed. Your leg is normal. Check your leg. It's normal. Your hand is receiving hurt. Check your hand. It's normal now. Aha. Your ear that has been dull, receive fire. Let your ear begin to see. Begin to hear. Let your eyes begin to see well. In the name of Jesus. Now take your prayer request. Take it forward and lay your hand upon it. Father, we present this request before you right now. I'm going to pray on this request for the next 3 months. And I believe God, the God who has called us to this assignment. The God of wonders. The God of mountain of fire miracle ministry. I command the God that created the heaven and the earth, the covenant in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that God move into this very particular request. The first request, I command you receive attention of heaven and be endorsed. Second request, receive the attention of heaven and be endorsed. Third request, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, I command heavenly endorsement upon you now in the name of Jesus. The seventh, the eighth, and the ninth, I command heavenly endorsement upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. The 10, 11, and 12, according to the will of God. All the requests here, I pray in as much as according to the will of God and the purpose of God for this destiny, I command all the 12 to be granted now, speedily, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I decree them to be in full manifestation. Somebody is receiving. I can see one of the requests is going to be answered within 2 days. Look at, God has already started. That's what I told you. When God is backing up something, it's very easy. God has already started. The request has already been answered. 24 hours, 72 hours, somebody is receiving his own breakthrough. I can see somebody like that. That's your portion in the name of... There's promotion letter coming. Double promotion is coming to someone. There's a kind of huge money that somebody is going to be blessed with. And you yourself will be amazed. Beloved, something is going to happen in your life that will make you to know that God is really working wonders. Listen to me very well. Elisha said to the king, he said, it will be known to the Syrian army that there's a true prophet in the house. I speak right now as the prophet of God, the mighty hand of God will move your destiny to the next level. And God will change your story and make your story a very great story. Story that is good, that has never been recorded in your family. God's finger is rewriting your story for good. And you are going to rewrite the story of your family for good. God bless you in Jesus' name as we enter into the palace of celebration. In the name of Jesus Christ. In case you want to get across to us, please send information to us on my number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.